Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Massive destruction in Maui following wildfires that have claimed 80 lives. Many more remain missing. This resident of the town of Lahaina says no one saw this coming.
No sirens went off, nothing. We just had to know that ourselves. It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever. And it spread in the matter of minutes.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti picks up the story from there.
Every survivor we spoke with tells the same story. They never received a notice to evacuate. There were no text alerts. High wind knocked out power before the fire began, meaning there was no access to television or radio news. They were literally in the dark. Officials say many of those who died attempted to outrun the flames on foot.
Hawaii's Attorney General has launched an investigation into the initial emergency response by Maui officials. When it comes to tourism,
Maui is a very popular destination. In fact, it's one of the most visited islands in Hawaii. Tourists come here and spend billions of dollars every year. And that's why it's very unusual to hear the tourism authority asking visitors to please leave this island as soon as they can so authorities can focus on the recovery effort.
CBS's Carter Evans. Georgia's former lieutenant governor has been called to testify in the state's election interference probe.
I did just receive notification to appear on Tuesday morning at the Fulton County Grand Jury, and I certainly will be there to do my part in recounting the facts.
Jeff Duncan was speaking on CNN, where he is a political commentator. A grand jury in Fulton County is expected to issue an indictment very soon. Former President Trump was asked to respond to the possibility of more indictments and whether he might take a plea deal.
I don't take plea deals because I did nothing wrong. It's called election interference. Yeah. You know what that is? Because this is, these indictments are brought out by Biden.
Donald Trump was speaking to reporters at the Des Moines airport while campaigning in Iowa. Dangerous heat is still gripping large swaths of the country from western Texas to North Carolina. In Ruston, Louisiana, the heat is testing some sports fans, players, and officials alike. William Wade is the commissioner for Dixie Youth Baseball.
We have a policy where if the heat index gets to a certain point, we take mandatory 5-minute breaks every 2 innings because obviously we want to keep the officials and the players hydrated.
Trying to cool down with some ice cream? Well, the Real Kosher Ice Cream Company has announced a recall of all of its soft serve ice cream after 2 people got sick from eating the vanilla chocolate flavor. The CDC has issued an alert in 20 states saying a listeria outbreak might be linked to the soft serve. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 75. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk at you. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall at you.
I go back.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. That's Kelsey Miles. I Go Back. Before that, to kick off the night, brand new music from Kelsey Miles. That was Fool, and that's available for download right now on our webpage, kelseymiles.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm joined with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, everyone.
What's happening, Jimmy?
So here's what's happening. We are broadcasting live.
We are.
For the first time in 5 weeks. We took some time off. And now we're in the brand new studio at Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street.
I'm putting everything as hashtag fancy.
So, yeah. I mean, here we are. Here we are. We're on State Street, the hub of Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
In the state capital of Wisconsin. And we're playing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight.
I think we have to give ourselves a hand for getting here.
Very nice.
Woo! Yeah.
Pretty fancy digs. I like the big screen with the logo, Max Inc.
Yep. And you and I have both been taking pictures and video and putting it out there. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, I did post a video on the Max Inc. page, Facebook page. I'll get to it on Twitter and Instagram as well. But right now it's on the Facebook page, Max Inc. Radio.
And if you're out on State Street, you can actually kind of wave at us up in the second window. Jimmy, you can even have people wave at you, and we can wave at you too.
And occasionally there'll be an Art Paul Schlosser sliding because he busts right in front of the Overture Center quite a bit.
Oh, good.
Oh, things are happening down here.
And, of course, if you want to join the show, you can do that, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, to celebrate, we got a great show for the people tonight. Oh.
Wow, Jimmy, we are loaded tonight. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, he's going to be here to talk about real estate and what's going on in this Madison summer market. It's crazy. Nick Moss Band, they're coming from Chicago to Madison for a CD release. We'll talk to Nick Moss tonight. He's down in Chicago. We'll have him on the phone. Herd of Bison, Ben Lakuta, he's in town. We're going to hear about their new music. And then Ty Christian, Mad With Power. It's moving to the Sylvie.
Whoa!
And
that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge growth.
And it's sold out.
It's already sold out.
Sylvie is sold out. Don't you get, they give you some kind of a trophy for that, I think, when you do that.
Absolutely, and it has a naughty word on it, but yeah, you get a trophy that says, way to go with a finger.
Ty's going to have a memorial erected somewhere in Madison, just be a big bronze statue of Fang on fire.
That's so good. Okay, I got to mention the 9 o'clock hour. Kaylin Cole coming back in. Yeah. Rocker and I were just reminiscing. She was on our last live show 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
And in the meantime, she's now been to Europe. She's got brand new music, and she's going to tell us all about it and play some songs for us in the 9 o'clock hour. We call her Wisconsin's own, even though she does live in Nashville now. But we're so proud of her, and we just love her music so much.
And her music is so good. At 10 o'clock, I got Max Inc. Heavy for you. We're starting off on a somber note tonight. You know, you heard the news, of course. Joey Jonas from Bad Year passed away. Mm. So we're going to start off the Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Bad Year. Also, Riley and Jordan from Music for the Masses, a great show happening in Watertown August 19th, will join us. Essential Last Crack at 11. And Robert Halstead from Sky Real Fly will join us after 11 o'clock, too.
Shoo-wee. I'm exhausted just looking at this rundown.
No doubt.
Wow.
So, a great Festiland Festival is happening next weekend here in Madison.
Yes.
Eakin Park Fest. Rocker, you're a part of the Festiland with Atwood, of course. Tell us what you know about Eakin Park.
Well, Eakin Park actually is not part of the Festiland lineup, Jimmy, but they should be, I think.
Yeah.
For show. Hey, they opened up Atwood Fest, and they're also opening up Eakin Park at noon. And then Northside Heat, Defunk, the Grease Monkeys, Louie and the Flash Bombs, Jimmy, Sorry Machine, and they have a whole kids section, all kinds of stuff happening, rock painting, hula hoops, children's parade, water balloon toss. Everything sounds like a good time. Lots of food, of course.
It's great Northside festival. I'm a Northsider.
Right.
And I love it. It's down by the Tip Top Tavern.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
And
yes.
It's the whole block of Meyer Avenue there. The neighbors come out, party, and it's been growing over the years.
Yes.
It's just a great Northside festival.
Getting bigger.
Next Saturday, Eakin Park Fest, you can see these guys. These guys are from Milwaukee. They sent their music to maxincradio@gmail.com. It's Louie and the Flash Bombs and their song Hard Luck Story on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From one final time in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will host the Green Bay Rockers for the final game of the season, Game 72. As Wisconsin Rapids, unfortunately for them, they have been eliminated from the playoffs with a Madison win last night. It did not matter how this game went yesterday, but it certainly didn't go the Rafters' way. They lost 13-2 and were out hit 12-1. Green Bay got going in what was the longest game of the Rafters season, actually the longest in Rafters history. It was 5 hours and 59 minutes. It was including about a 2.5-hour rain delay, but unfortunately the Rafters, they fell early and they fell fast. They were down 3-0 in the top of the first inning. Green Bay just got the bats going early, and they really had a bunch of guys that really hurt Wisconsin Rapids. One of those guys, Kendall Yule, he had 3 hits on 6 at-bats yesterday. JoJo Jackson, a 2-run shot. So multiple guys stepped up, and then you take it to the top of the third inning. 4 runs for Green Bay. They made it 7-0. And at that point, Wisconsin Rapids just really couldn't get anything going. Yes, there was the rain delay that hit in the top of the third. After the rain, the thunder, the lightning all came about, and the game resumed, and Green Bay just did not stop. They continued to play at the top of their game. And, well, Wisconsin Rapids, it was a game which there was a ton of walks in yesterday. Wisconsin Rapids got 2 runs back in the fifth. But I'll tell you, Green Bay's pitching staff, they just were not able to find the strike zone. A good amount of the time, they threw 15 walks yesterday. They threw more walks than strikeouts, with only 14 strikeouts and 15 walks. They threw 5 different pitchers. As Wisconsin Rapids, for them, on their pitching side of things, they weren't great either. You know, they threw 10 walks and 11 strikeouts. So that right there, 25 combined walks between the two teams. So the game just prolonged, and it wasn't really Wisconsin Rapids. They just couldn't get anything going offensively. The only hit came from Alex Duffy with a ground ball up the middle that Zane Zielinski couldn't field. And it was questions if it was an error or was a hit, but it was a hit. And then Green Bay, yeah, they kept going. Top of the eighth inning, 2 runs and then 4 runs in the top of the ninth. So they won 13-2. Wisconsin Rapids, just a game for them that they found out that Madison won. So this game doesn't really matter in the sense of the playoff race because they're just out. It's at this point, and to put it the words of Kirk Schreider, it's meaningless baseball. But you know, you want to end your season with a win. This is a team right now that's 39-31, and they certainly have had a great season, looking for a 40-win season. And this is the seventh time the Rafters will finish above a 500. This would be the 5th year in a row that they do that. And they are the second time in the past 5 years, though, that they would miss the playoffs. But even though, you know, this team has been through ups and downs, and they found ways to win games. I mean, 39 wins this year, that's quite hard to do given the schedule, the quality of other teams. They've had to go to other states to play, and they certainly have found a good team about themselves. Unfortunately, though, Madison has just been playing a little bit better baseball here in the past couple weeks. So, you know, congrats to the Mallards. Obviously, they are on their way to the playoffs. They'll be facing the Rockers starting tomorrow. But Wisconsin Rapids just trying to give the fans something to cheer about for one final time. And they're a team, though, that is starting with their all-star pitcher and making the postseason first team, Kalen Graham, who's a guy that is just committed to Texas State out of North Central Texas College. So Kalen Graham has been here from the jump and one of those guys that you just have to rely on when it comes to the pitching side. 14 games appeared in with a 4-2 record. He's got 46 and a third innings of work, allowed 33 hits, 15 runs, 43 strikeouts from the right-hander from Tampa. So he's been certainly the pitcher that they have used in these situations, but you know, this is kind of an odd situation here, given this game doesn't really mean anything to Wisconsin Rapids, but it means something to the morale and everything. They want to give the fans something to cheer about, and that's certainly the case here today. Ty Johnson, what's funny enough, he is going to be starting at catcher, so that's where you can tell where Kirk Schreider's head is at, having his shortstop, second baseman, center fielder back behind the plate. So Johnson at catcher, James Bornick at first base, Alec Castillo at second, Kyle Carlson at third, Joseph Moroic at shortstop. We've seen Moroic not really at that shortstop position. We've seen him a lot at second base. He hasn't played the sixth position, so Moroic hopping in there today. Jack Gifford at left field, Orlando Lordoy at center, and the catcher and the pitcher yesterday, Alex Duffy, who went on for one at-bat against a guy and he threw strikeouts. He threw a strikeout, threw three straight strikes. And Alex Duffy, how about that? So he's at right field today. And for Green Bay, though, they're going with Ty Thurman, who's going to be towing the slab for them. And a guy out of CS, Colorado State Pueblo, for native of Buckeye, Arizona. And Henry Chabot, who was towing the slab yesterday, he'll be behind the plate back at his respected position. So he's normally a catcher and has played a lot at that during his collegiate days. But Chabot on the mound yesterday, he threw five walks and three strikeouts, won an inning and a third. He allowed two runs, but Chabot back behind the plate. Mateo Matthews at first base. Cooper Kelly at second. Andrew Harris, who was a designated hitter yesterday, he's at third base. Zane Zielinski at shortstop. Sam Polk out of the Washington University St. Louis, Max Mims at center, and JoJo Jackson, who had a two-run opposite field shot yesterday, in which a game that they did that in the eighth inning. So, yeah, JoJo Jackson, certainly a guy that Wisconsin Rapids has not really found an answer for the entire season. But their designated here is Nainoa Cardenas, who also hit a two-run home run in the third inning. So, yeah, Cardenas ripped one, and for Wisconsin Rapids, their designated hitter is David Smigelski. So Smigelski, the catcher, but DHing today. Wisconsin Rapids, a 3-2 record versus Green Bay. But the thing is, when the 3-2 here at Witterfield, but they've been outscored 22-34. You know, that right there, their wins against Green Bay here have come close. When Green Bay has beaten the Raptors here, it's really been by a big margin. It certainly was yesterday. The Raptors still lead the season series, though, 6-5. They've lost three of the past four against them. But they're a team that bats at 253, 364 at-bats, 62 runs, and they have 91 hits. And they also strike out 85 batters against Green Bay in 94 and a two-third innings of work. But what's really hurt them has been their past five games, and about beyond that, they've lost three of their past four. They're batting a 169. And in the past two games, they've been outscored 24-5. You know, they've really just dropped down in the offensive production, especially defensively as well, allowing 24 runs in the past two games. With 26 runs, though, in their past five, 22 RBIs. So just, you know, for them, it's really been a team that this season all year long, they have relied defensively because this is the best team in ERA in the league. But when they really drop off, and they drop off by a big margin, is their offense. Bat a 236, that's 22nd out of 24 teams in the league. They have 547 hits, which is 19th, which also, they're 19th in the league in runs as well. And they're also 4th in the league in being struck out. So many offense statistics for them that it just doesn't go their way. And that's really been their problem this year. You know, you look at it, their offense at times has been unbelievable, been, you know, hitting the ball at a high rate in multiple games, but then they drop off. They're very streaky on the offensive side. Defensively, for the most part, they have been a team that's been top two in fielding percentage all season long. And that right there, when you look at that, you know, that's something you can be proud of because, you know, especially we've seen teams rely on their offense. Green Bay is certainly one of those teams that, you know, they've made the playoffs, obviously, so they have done well on both sides of the ball. But they're tied for fifth in the league in fielding percentage with a .970. Green Bay is a team that's won seven of their past nine. Their only losses came to a sweep against Madison, and they finished off the sweep the other day against Fond du Lac and obviously crushed the Rafters last night. But in their last five, they're a .272 team at the plate, 34 RBIs, five home runs, including two yesterday, but a 7-3 record in their past 10 games, batting a .265. So they have so many guys that able to stick with them through the entire season long. And one of those guys, JoJo Jackson, boy, he is certainly has come on, been on the entire season long. He's batting a .317, 39 RBIs from the right fielder out of Georgia State, including a two-run opposite field home run yesterday in the top of the eighth inning. So Jackson, one of those players for this team that Chris Kreplin, you know, certainly thinks highly of. And I mean, he's in the lineup almost night in and night out. Mateo Matthews, one of those other guys that I would like to highlight, the first baseman, at 36 RBIs so far this season. But Green Bay right now, clearly, they clinched the first half playoff berth. And you take it back to, boy, July the 2nd. Where Wisconsin Rapids against Fond du Lac. Raptors, they win, they're in, they lose, and Green Bay won, Green Bay would be in. So if Green Bay lost that game against Madison, Raptors would still be in, but it was the fact that the Raptors couldn't get the win, and Green Bay did get the win that night, which put them up in front. And then, you know, you look at this past couple days, Wisconsin Rapids, just for them, they've really dropped down. And there was a point, you know, in the past about last week or so, they were winners of five straight. They were seven of their past eight. They were cruising to a potential playoff berth, but unfortunately they could not get it done. But first pitch coming up here shortly in about 5 minutes. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
When we return here, we're going to take a quick another break here. We'll be back in a moment in about a couple minutes. First pitch coming up after the national anthem for one final time. Aaron Woodfield, stay with us.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return back here inside Witterfield. Fans have certainly showed out. It looks like we have a great crowd on hand. The concessions lines are backed up all the way. Fans are taking their seats and they're excited for the last game of the season. And wouldn't want to do it anywhere else other than here at the historic Witterfield. You know, we've been excited to bring you coverage here on WFHR all season long, from game in, game out, whether it's been here on the road or out of the state. You know, we've had you covered, and I just wanted to do thank everybody for tuning in, and just an appreciation from me to everybody out there listening that has stuck with us throughout this season. It has been a season of up and downs, but nonetheless, Wisconsin Rapids has had a winning record. They just couldn't get any help from Madison yesterday, where Madison took down Wausau 7-2. But nonetheless, Kalen Graham, who else to toe the slab to start today? A guy that's had 14 games appeared with a 4-2 record. 46 and a third innings of work. He won versus Green Bay, Madison, and Wausau. He started 3-0. He lost then versus Traverse City and Kalamazoo on the Michigan trip and down in late June, middle of July. And then he picked up the win versus Lakeshore the other day. So he's been a guy that was in the All-Star game in an inning, allowed a hit, a run, and three strikeouts back in middle of July. So Kalen Graham, one time, we'll start off here. He'll face Max Mims out of Southwestern University. And look at this, Ty Johnson catching. So Graham sets serves as a swing and a ball bunted out away from the right field line. So Max Mims starting off with a bunt here. So he's excited about this nonetheless. A guy that went 1-for-4 yesterday, walked, and he struck out. That's a 191 out of Friendswood, Texas. Kalen Graham, a recent commit of Texas State, as he throws outside at a ball. A 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ty Johnson, the catcher. Looking in is Graham. The 1-1 just paints the zone at a strike. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Kalen Graham, a native of Tampa, Florida, kicks, turns, the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He sends down Mims, that time on a breaking ball that paints the right edge. Mims goes down. This brings Andrew Harrison So Harris, the third baseman. Harris out of Wisconsin Parkside, the native of Rockford, Illinois, as he swings on a bouncer that stays fair on the first base line. Bornick comes to field it up and taps on first. So he taps on first, and that sends two down just like that. Zane Zielinski now, he'll step in. So the shortstop on the University of Illinois Chicago. Went 1-for-5 last night with a run. Had a 2 RBI day, though, and was walked. And Graham goes outside. Johnson drops it. In for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Here, 2 down. Top of the first inning. Kalen Graham looking to go 1-2-3. The All-Star works high at a ball. 2-0. So a previous attendant of North Central Texas College. Allowed 10 hits. 3 runs this season, and had 13 strikeouts for a 2.70 ERA. So went the junior college route and now has found himself at the Division I level this coming fall. And the 2-1 to Zielinski is a swing and a high fly ball slicing into right field. Duffy under it and makes the grab. So Alex Duffy, normally the catcher, but does his job. We head to the bottom of the first. Raptors go 3 up and 3 down to start. We'll step aside.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, so Ty Thurman, he'll start on the mound for Green Bay. And Guyana, Colorado State, Preblo from Buckeye, Arizona. So two games appearing with an 0-2 record, 5 innings of work. He's allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, and 3 strikeouts for a 3.60 ERA. His last game he appeared in was against Madison on August the 8th. He went 4 innings. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, but had 2 strikeouts. So Ty Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas. His final time, as so many of these Raptors are in their final time in a uniform. 65 hits, 240 at-bats. A 271 batter. 39 RBI, second on the team. Leads the team in hits, runs, walks, doubles, stolen bases, just about every category except for RBIs. So he'll see the ball 1-0 on Ty Thurman, the right-hander. So the 1-0 to Johnson, and just paints the zone at a strike, 1-1. To Ty Johnson, just been here from the jump, has played in almost every game. One ball, one strike. The kick, the 1-1 to Johnson, and a curveball just works into the strike. 1-2. I could remember about Johnson playing just about almost every game except for, I remember a Green Bay doubleheader where he wasn't present. That was probably the only day that he did not play. It was at their place too. As up high for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Count runs it to a piece here on Johnson. Has had a home run in four of his past eight games and an RBI in seven of his past ten. 2-2, and as Johnson pulls it away right side. So Johnson, a bright future nonetheless. Heading to Baylor next season in the Big 12. Previously attended McLennan Community College, which is also in Waco, Texas. He just said about 15 minutes down the road. So he's excited for his next journey at the Division I level. And the 2-2 throws low of the zone at a ball. And the count runs full. So three balls, two strikes. Here on Ty Johnson. A guy that had a 364 batting average for McLennan this past season. And the payoff home. And Johnson rips that right side pulled away. And in foul territory. So on deck is Alan Castillo. And bottom of the first, Rafters went 1-2-3. Johnson leading the team in at-bats, obviously with 240. And the payoff to Johnson as a swing and a ball popped up, slicing towards foul left side. And coming under it to make the grab is Andrew Harris. The third baseman, Johnson, goes down. So Alec Castillo, 8 hits, 35 at-bats, a 267 batter, or excuse me, 229, but he struck out 17 times. So Castillo yesterday went 0 for 5, but he struck out all 5 times. So hoping to do better this time. He shows bunt, pulls away, and in for a ball. And a fastball at 85, 1-0 is the count, one down. 1-0 count, Johnston pops out to third. On deck is Smigalski, Alec Castillo. Headed to Golden West College, he'll see a strike, 1-1. A previous attendant at San Bernardino Valley College, but a native of Norco, California. Had a big game back on Thursday. Had a two RBI day. Both were RBI doubles as he rips one out left side, pulling away. And out in foul territory, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here, one down. Bottom of the first. One and two is the count. They set the turn and the throw high from Thurman. And just goes above the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ty Thurman playing for the Division II program down in Pueblo, Colorado. Another Arizona native. And the 2-2 to Castillo just low of the zone. He's seen pitches better this game in the payoff. Three balls, two strikes. Count runs full. One gone. Thurman here on Castillo. He'll look in. The payoff home. And just fouled top side of the bat. And goes off the right ankle. If Castillo didn't barely just get any of that, he would have certainly struck out. 8 hits on the season. 3 RBIs. A run. For Castillo, the second baseman. Three balls, two strikes. The full count home. And fouled once again off the right knee of Castillo. Staying alive here. Not going away so easily. Three balls, two strikes. One down. They pop out to third from Johnson. First base, you have, looks like Gus Walker After the outfielder played an out left field yesterday. He's at first base. Brian Dyer at third base. And the 3-2 pulled away right side again. Another foul ball here for Castillo. So Castillo not going away so easily. A guy that struck out five times last night. So far, Ty Thurman, 16 pitches. One gone, the 3-2 to Castillo, and a swing and a miss. He gets him that time. Castillo reaches high and unable to make any contact. So that's the sixth straight time he struck out in the past two games. So David Smigalski's due up. Out of LaGrange College, 7 RBIs this season, 8 hits. Batting a 216. At one point, he was 7 for 21 and 8 for 24. Now he's 8 hits on 37 at-bats. Really, he's dropped down. 6 runs, and count runs at 1-0. So Green Bay looking to go 1-2-3. And the 1-0 to Smigalski is a swing, and a ball popped up towards the second baseman, Kelly, who backtracks and makes the grab. So we head to the top of the second inning. 0-0 through 1. We'll be back in a moment.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning. So all six batters retired for combined for both sides. So Kalen Graham back to work this time. He'll face JoJo Jackson in a two-run shot yesterday as he swings and hits a high fly ball pulling away into our left field territory and out of play. That 1-1. So Jackson yesterday, 2-for-4, 3 runs, had a two-run home run, was struck out as well. 39 RBIs. Which leads the team. And the 0-2 from Graham has a swing and a liner above the second baseman. Castillo gets down before Johnson can get to it and a base hit for JoJo Jackson. So he's continuing what has been an impressive series for him. And he's responsible for the first hit of the day. So Sam Polk, the left fielder out of Washington University, St. Louis, and a redshirt senior from Magnolia, Texas. A 190 batter at the plate, and Graham throws in out and away the ball. So Alex Duffy now at catcher, Ty Johnson at right field. So those two swap positions. Tim Polk came in as a pinch hitter yesterday. He went 0-for-1, but was able to get home as he had an RBI walk. One ball, no strikes. JoJo Jackson stands at first. And now has a big leadoff. And has a swing and a liner above the head of Castillo once more. Another line drive hit, and this comes at the hands of Sam Polk, recording his fifth hit of the season. Back-to-back hits for Green Bay, and they're in business here at top of the second. So Nainoa Cardenas, the DH, also had a two-run home run yesterday. He went 2-for-5, but had a 4 RBI day. So the University of Hawaii, 4 home runs, 14 RBIs. Polk at first, Jackson at second. Kalen Cram's already given up 2 hits. And Graham sets the first offering, showing Bundes Cardenas as he pulls away. He'll see the ball 1-0. So 1-0 count, top of the second. Green Bay's been playing some of their best baseball this season, and for them it's the right time to. They have a playoff game tomorrow. And the 1-0 showing Bundes Cardenas. Bornick, the first baseman, was charging towards home. Because if that ball got on the ground, he was going to have to make a play on it. A 2-ball count here on the University of Hawaii designated hitter. 17 runs for him. Cardenas. We'll see the 2-0 from Graham as a swing and a ground ball that goes in between Moroic and Carlson into left field. Jackson took a sharp turn around third. He slipped, but he'll get back to third. So bases loaded. So Jackson was on his way home, but if he didn't lose his traction there, he would have surely gotten home. But nonetheless, he gets back to the bag. So back-to-back-to-back base hits, 3 straight hits. For Green Bay, Mateo Matthews, the first baseman, 8 home runs, 36 RBIs. He's tied for first with Jason Jones on home runs, and he'll see the first pitch strike, 0-1. He had a good night last night, went 2-for-3 with a run, also had a 3 RBI day. So Mateo Matthews was hit by a pitch as well twice. And he'll see the ball, 1-1. So bases loaded, nobody down for the Rockers, top of the second. They have started to find their bats once more. 1-1. The 1-1 from Graham. And low of the zone of the ball, 2-1. Cardenas at first, Polk at second, and JoJo Jackson at third. 2-2. Graham will kick high, turn the 2-1 home, and a swing and a ball popped up away, fouled off near the concourse. It looks like a fan. Did he catch that down there? I don't think he did. Went in and out of his hands. But nonetheless, he got it anyways. 2-2. And a count runs at 2 apiece. Mateo Matthews out of Wagner College, the native of Chino, California. Graham sets, kicks, turns, and a swing and a miss. He sends down Matthews. So Kalen Graham, his second strikeout of the evening. And this brings in the catcher, Henry Chabot, who's a little bit more than just a catcher. And last night he pitched for Green Bay. He walked 5 batters, but threw 3 strikeouts. He gave up 2 runs. Went an inning in the third. He picked up the win, though. And Chabot will see it, a first pitch strike. And a breaking ball peppers the left side of the zone, 0-1. So Cardenas at first, Polk at second, and JoJo Jackson at third. He's got a big leadoff at the bag. The 0-1 on the swing and a high fly ball into center field. Lordoin comes to cut it off to make the grab. Jackson on his way home. He'll score. And Green Bay cracks the scoreboard here at top of the second. So a sack fly from Henry Chabot. Brings in the Georgia State product, JoJo Jackson. So Green Bay leads 1-0. So bottom of the order, Cooper Kelly. He'll step in the 9 hole. The Kansas Jayhawk, who was leading off yesterday, had a hit on 6 at-bats. He was 0-for-5 at one point, and he swings and misses on a first pitch strike, 0-1. Cardenas and Polk remain both at their respected bases. Cardenas at first, Polk at second. Two gone. No balls a strike. And the 0-1 from Graham just can't work in on the upstairs part of the zone at a ball, 1-1. But I'll tell you, if bases were loaded with no outs, if they only give up one run here, that's a win for the Raptors defense. One ball, one strike. Two down. Halen Graham. Two strikeouts, and he sets and throws. Can't find that in the zone at a ball, 2-1. 25 pitches, though. He's giving him three hits, a run, two strikeouts. 2-1 is the count. Graham on the first base side of the rubber. Kicks, fires, and fouled away on the concourse. Two balls, two strikes. Deuces run across the board, top of the second. JoJo Jackson gets home on a sac fly RBI from Henry Chabot. So Cooper Kelly, a 257 batter. He's got 47 hits this season. Then 2-2 from Graham. And just can't pepper that side at a ball. Count now, the count runs full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Graham hasn't walked a batter. There were eight batters here in the order.